I mean, is this a great time of year or what? Football season is well underway. You've got baseball playoffs getting started this week. The Pistons play preseason basketball tonight. But the NHL is front and center because it's opening night tonight for the NHL, and Doc Emmerich is on the line. Happy New Year. Happy new season, Doc.
Thank you very much. Don't you just love October?
I do, yeah.
I mean, there's so much great about October. The weather and the food is seems to be a lot better, and the sun's not as angry as it is in the summertime. And then we go hockey. I mean, you take September off the calendar, and there's October. And the preseason games are done, and the regular season starts, and it's just a lot more meaningful. Yeah, good morning to you. This is going to be a lot of fun here tonight, but I think Red Wings fans are going to have fun with their team this year, too. I can't predict outcomes. I know the forecast isn't so bright, but it'll be an exciting group of guys that they've put together, that's for sure.
Well, yeah, we finally got some young talent that, give them another year or so to gel, maybe add a few more players to the mix, and perhaps they'll be back there. You've got a great game tonight on NBC, though, don't you?
Yeah, Boston came within 1 point in winning their division, and the team that they finished second to eventually beat them in the second round of the playoffs, Tampa Bay, and Washington just had one of those years. They started out in their playoffs. They stumbled right out of the gate. They only won 10 of their first 20, and then they stumbled out of the playoffs, lost the first two games at home in overtime to Columbus, and then all of a sudden things changed, and they became a team. And I don't know how many of your listeners recall the cartoon series of Wile E. Coyote and the Roadrunner. And Wile E. Coyote kept coming up with all these Acme explosives and everything else to try and shoot down the Roadrunner, mm-hmm. all in every cartoon series, and he always got frustrated. And that was the way it was between Washington and Pittsburgh. But finally, this past spring, in the second round of four rounds of the playoffs, they actually beat the Penguins. And that was off their backs, and then they fell behind, as they did in every series, to Tampa, and they shut them out two straight to clinch that series in seven. And then there was this storybook team in Vegas that they had lost to in the first game, and then they won four straight. And for the first time in their history, which has been 44 years of doing business, they had won a Stanley Cup. So they've celebrated all summer long. They've taken this thing all around the world. The cup actually was in China this fall because
really?
There were some preseason games there. First time it had ever been in Hong Kong or on the Chinese mainland, because Boston, some of the guys that will be playing tonight for the Bruins were actually there a couple of weeks ago playing preseason games against Calgary in China. But Washington has celebrated long and hard. And there is always that fear about stumbling out of the blocks again after mm-hmm. you've had a summer to celebrate, because your summer was short enough. But we'll see how that goes. Apparently, Alex Ovechkin, the captain of the team, has come in actually weighing less than he did last year. He came in so determined last year after a chat with his coach, I would say. That's my opinion. Mm-hmm. A chat with his coach 2 days after he got married in Moscow last summer. And his coach got him pretty well conditioned for the start of a season at age 32 at that time, that for the first time in 100 years, we had a player that scored two hat tricks in his first two games last fall. That had never happened before, but he did it, and another one of those remarkable years that was finished off with a championship. So they're pretty excited here in Washington.
Yeah.
The Hall of Fame, which is in charge of the Stanley Cup, had to caution them about doing so many keg stands on top of the Stanley Cup, because this is an old trophy. It's
yeah.
not 126 years yeah. old. The original bowls at the Hall of Fame, they've replaced it by now, but it can only take so much.
That's a good point. You mentioned that storybook team from last year, the Vegas Knights. Are they going to be good again this year?
Yeah, they should be fine. They have made a couple of changes that they had to make, because when you have a team that's been that good, well, you do lose players. And James Neal, one of their better forwards, went off as a free agent, but they've done really well in replacing players. You know, Paul Stastny has this long-standing reputation with the Colorado Avalanche and also with the St. Louis Blues, and he has really wound up making a seamless transition for them in terms of their offense. And they signed Max Pacioretty, and I think that'll be probably one of the more important things that they have been able to do. Stastny signed for 3 years. Pacioretty's coming from Montreal, and you know, he scored about as many goals as anybody has in the last 5 years. He's averaged over 30. His problem was he was captain of the Montreal Canadiens, and that, you know, and they've had tremendous frustration in Montreal, and now he's going to come in as just another player. I think that's going to help them remarkably. And they still have Marc-Andre Fleury, yeah, who was their headline goaltender. He'll turn 34 in November, and by goaltending standards, that's not that old.
Talking with Mike Emmerich, he's in Washington, D.C. for tonight's opening game for the NHL. It's the Caps and the Bruins. I was looking at your Wednesday night schedule, by the way, Doc, and it's a nice schedule. You guys have got some good games coming up this year.
Yeah, the whole texture of NBC on Wednesday night has changed. The one thing that we have learned over the years of doing Wednesday night was, at first, the creation was Wednesday night rivalry, and mm-hmm. so that was all of these long-standing grudge matches that, for example, Detroit had with Chicago and with St. Louis, and we would play those up, and oftentimes with footage of fights between Bob Probert and somebody, or Joe Koser and somebody, and so that whole rivalry notion was built. Well, that ran its course because you can only have so many rivalries that you play over and over right. year after year. And that leaves some teams and some great star players that are under 25 standing on the roadside. And so it has been changed markedly this year to Wednesday night hockey. And it has encompassed a whole new raft of teams. And that's a good thing because there are so many exciting players. For example, we are in Washington for the first three Wednesdays. And we're featuring tonight Boston, next week Vegas, and the week after that the New York Rangers. But then we go to Winnipeg for a game with Toronto, which could, and we say this without apology to those on the other side of the bridge or to Leaf fans who might live in Michigan, this could be a preview of a Stanley Cup final. It
really?
Is possible because both of those are powerhouse teams, and there are forecasters who think both could get to the final. Why is it featured on Wednesday Night mm-hmm. Hockey? Because those two teams are loaded with young stars. And so that's the notion of what we are selling. A year ago, the NHL said that 50% of the players in the league were 25 years of age or under.
Wow.
We're going to be computing it, our research department, in conjunction with the NHL this afternoon, because the rosters were frozen at 5 o'clock yesterday for all 31 teams. We could very well, you and I, Paul, got a year older since a year ago.
Yeah, I know.
We could very well enter tonight with 50% of the players being 24 or under.
Wow.
I looked at the Red Wings protected list, or not protected list, their roster that they froze at 5 o'clock yesterday. And of the 13 forwards, 7 of them were 24 or under.
That's
and
exciting,
so it
though,
is,
isn't it?
It's becoming a young man's game.
Yeah.
And that's part of the reason that that we realized at NBC that we were leaving a lot of teams and a lot of young star players out by continuing to go with Wednesday night rivalry. So that's the reason it was changed. And people that watch NBCSN on Wednesday night will see a lot more different teams, but every time they're going to see a young star.
Well, that's exciting. We got to get to know these new young and rising stars.
And some of them will be from Detroit.
Yeah. Yeah, well, it should be a great season. Looking forward to it. Looking forward to watching you on Wednesday nights. The Wings open the season tomorrow night, and we're ready for hockey.
I think you should be, and there are going to be a couple of young defensemen that are going to get a chance to play now because Mike Green is going to be out for a month, and yeah. Nicholas Cronwall, who God bless him, has played the last 3 years on one leg, and
yeah.
he's not going to be able to play Thursday night. So maybe that ornery Joe Hicks, who I just love watching, plays 5'8", 180 pounds, and he's probably going to get recalled from Grand Rapids. And he'll be worth watching play, along with, you know, with Dennis Chalowski, who I think really did earn a spot. He'll be important to a power play, because last year the power play and penalty kill for Detroit was right near the bottom of the league, and those are areas that they need to improve in. If you can win the special teams battle, and I sound like every coach, I guess, if you can win the special teams battle, kill off the penalties and score on the power play, you can win a lot of games. And the other thing I noticed, you tell me when I need to shut
You're
up.
You're fine.
Oh, okay. The other thing I noticed about the Red Wings schedule, all the way back through the last 15 to 20 years, they had a top-heavy schedule in the fall because it was always their theory that they had an older team and that they always wanted to build up points in the fall. And then they would take that older team on the road at a time when they didn't have the pressure of points. Well, backfired last year when they went into their new arena because they only won 6 of the first 18 home games.
That's true.
They had trouble with the ice and, you know, the adjustment of a fast team playing on what turned out to be troublesome ice at Little Caesars Arena. I think they've made some changes and they've gotten it to be better, but there were quite a few stoppages for build up of snow and things like that. This year I noticed that their schedule is not so top heavy. I wish they would play more weekend afternoons because more families can go to games.
Yeah, I agree.
They're precious few afternoon games. I wish they could improve that and have more games at 2 o'clock or 5 o'clock, which they seem to favor. But the good thing is when you go down there, you're going to see a lot of young hustling guys that are going to try and some of them are pretty big. Rasmussen is 6'6", 221. Anthony Mantha is 6'5", 225. And they're the guys that are going to be counted on. And they are 24 or younger, which seems to be the way it's going.
Well, that's exciting. I think that's great for the sport and great for fans because that keeps it going. It's going to be a lot of fun. Look forward to it. And, Doc, have a great game tonight.
Thank you. It's always fun talking to you, Paul, and I'm a listener. I'll have you on again when I get back home tomorrow morning. It'll be before 10 o'clock.
Well, I always appreciate that, Doc. You have a great day. And safe travels. We'll talk again soon.
Thank you.
All right. Bye-bye.
Be good. So long.